I'm like going to get I'm going to get emotional about this issue because it's horrible. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's like kids who are bullied, and they, like all these leaders are taking steps to hurt them and hurt their lives and hurt their families.
Who?
And you look at some of these laws in these states, and it is going after parents who are in loving relationships.
Going after parents? Kids.
It's completely outrageous.
They're going after kids.
It is a wedge issue. Sorry. This is an issue that makes me completely crazy.
She's been coached. Wedge issue.
An issue that is a political wedge issue. It is not a reflection of where the country is.
No, you're right about that. The country does not give a damn about LGBTQ promotional activities for kids in the classroom. So you're right about that, Jen. She has this theatrical thing. We can't sexualize kids in the classroom. What everybody wants us to do. What's going on? Money bomb tomorrow, 40 hours of InfoWars live transmissions kick off at 8 a.m. with Harrison Smith hosting the American Journal. And we go right through to midnight Friday or Saturday morning. 40 hours, InfoWars live, money bomb. SaveInfoWars.com. And the link to share is InfoWars2022.com. That is the link now that has not been banned everywhere from being shared in messages, private messages, tweeted out, Facebook, everything. They ban our links. So that's the new one that you can share right now. InfoWars 2022, InfoWars2022.com. And for support, financially, save InfoWars.com. We want to be on air forever, folks. Even if we're irrelevant and we have a victory over the New World Order, it'd still be fun to be here with you, even as nostalgia. But InfoWars is desperately needed in these times for the fight for freedom worldwide. So keep us on the air, and this money bomb will be one of the big, impactful events that we have to fund ourselves into the future. And right now, we've got a couple flash sales at InfoWarsStore.com. One-day flash sale on Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 50% off. And a one-day flash sale on Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. All natural supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we've got some leftover stuff here, and we are going to be able to take calls in the third hour, so looking forward to that. Let's get some of these video clips out of the way, though. Here's Jen Psaki. You know, she's just feigning all this. She's getting ready to be an actor on TV, faking to be a news reporter for MSNBC. So she's just doing a little tryout here. Here's Jen Psaki crying because pedophiles and groomers can't have access to sexualized kids in government-run schools.
The political games and harsh and cruel.
You know, pause it right there and restart it. You know, here's the problem, and it's just, I could take a 20-second clip from Jen Psaki or any of these leftists on TV and spend 10, 20 minutes breaking it down on how everything they say is a lie, literally. Jen Psaki's up here talking about political games. Who plays political games in this country? That's always the left. That's always the Democrats. All they do is play games. The masks, the don't say gay bill, just games after games. And then she says, oh, we're up against people that are playing games. It's like Taylor Lorenz, doxing people is bad. And then she doxes people. I'm just so sick of these leftist phonies and frauds, man. It cannot go on. As Elon Musk puts it, they have a mind virus. He's right. They're demented. They have a mental disorder. It's called liberalism. It's a mind virus. Here, just play the Jen Psaki clip again.
The political games and harsh and cruel attempts at laws or laws that we're seeing in some states like Florida, that is not a reflection of the country moving to oppose LGBTQ plus communities. That is not what we see in data. That is not factual.
So pause it right there.
And that is not where things...
So now what she's saying, she's insinuating that there's actually some sort of a populist movement behind sexualizing kids. Just, again, more political games from her. That is an outright lie. That movement does not exist except in the tiny little fringe deviant minority that they always love to prop up. None of this exists. There's no big movement to sexualize kids. There's no big populist movement of LGBTQ everything. No, the populist movement is, we don't care, leave the kids alone. That's the populist movement. That's the average American's response is, I don't care. Leave the kids alone. But they play their little games and act like there's some sort of a desire for this pro-pedophile groomer activity in the schools, this pro-sexualize the kids activity in the schools, where there's not.
Bad news is InfoWars is under concerted attack and could be shut down. The good news is you have free will and can take action and support us right now with financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. We have great books and films and t-shirts and supplements and shortwave radios and so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and we need funds to stay on the air. The globalists are desperate to shut us down right now because everything we talked about is coming true, and so they're scared. They want to silence us because people are listening. Everything I've done over 28 years is now building towards this moment. Everything you've done is building towards this moment. So please keep us on the air. Spread the word about InfoWars, about the live show, and about Man.Video, and buy products that are massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Without you, we are screwed. With you, together, we can win. Please support InfoWars and join us for our live money bomb Thursday through Saturday night at InfoWars.com/show.
See, and here's what they have to do, because they have to build a self-fulfilling prophecy. They know they're in the extreme minority when it comes to the LGBTQ militant left. So when you see these numbers now where they say, okay, 1 in 10 people was gay 10 or 20 years ago, now 1 in 4 or 5 people is gay, that's what they want. Those are the poll numbers they want. Now, you may not believe it. That's what they want to promote so they can put these arguments on TV like Jen Psaki here saying, hey, it's popular to be gay. Hey, everyone's gay. Football's gay. You're gay. Your mom's gay. Everybody loves gay people. We're all gay. We're going to turn the kids gay. Because when rationale and logic finally catch up with this insanity, people are going to sit here and they're going to say, wait a second, there is no populist movement for a militant LGBTQ access to kids in the classroom. That doesn't exist. In fact, the LGBTQ community is a small minority of people, and even the majority of them want nothing to do with this madness. So they want to get the self-fulfilling prophecy of, see, look, everyone's gay now. We can sexualize kids. It's working. And that's going to be the argument. But they have to get their numbers up first. So it's kind of like they do fake testing with the PCR test to get their COVID numbers up. They're going to do all kinds of things now to get these numbers of gay, LGBTQ, all this stuff up. Or, hey, I'm a minor attracted person. That'll come next. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. But that's what I'm saying is, this is a like 60-second Jen Psaki clip. I'm barely halfway through it because I have to sit here and break down every little lie, every little piece of propaganda that comes out in every syllable that they say. I mean, it's just unbelievable. In 60 seconds, Jen Psaki tells 10 minutes worth of lies. Continue.
Stand. This is a political wedge issue and an attempt win a culture war. And they're doing that in a way that is harsh and cruel to
again, pause it right there. They make it the wedge issue. That's them. That's what she's doing right now, is making it a wedge issue. And then she acts like not wanting to promote sexual activity to grade schoolers is doing violence to grade schoolers. So they're the ones actually doing the violence with their sexual aggression. They're the ones making it a political wedge by doing interviews like this. And then she says, the right wing and conservatives and Republicans are making it a political edge, and they're being violent against these kids. That's what they're doing. Taylor Lorenz, don't dox people, it's bad. Then she doxes people. Continue with Jen Psaki. Now she's about to break down into tears in this masterful theatrical experience. She deserves an Oscar.
Kids, especially, I'm gonna get emotional about this issue because it's horrible. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's like kids who are bullied, and like all these leaders are taking steps to hurt them and hurt their lives.
Who?
And hurt their families.
Who?
And you look at some of these laws in these states, and it is going after parents who are in loving relationships.
Going after parents?
Kids. It's completely outrageous.
They're going after kids.
It is a wedge issue. Sorry. This is an issue that makes me completely crazy.
She's been coached wedge issue.
An issue that is a political wedge issue. It is not a reflection of where the country is.
No, you're right about that. The country does not give a damn about LGBTQ promotional activities for kids in the classroom. So you're right about that, Jen. She has this theatrical thing. We can't sexualize kids in the classroom. What everybody wants us to do. What's going on? But see, notice. What's the difference here? Libs of TikTok actually shows you what we're talking about. So I don't have to come on air and tell you that there's teachers out there that want to sexualize the kids. We show you the videos. I'm so sick and damn tired of showing them. I didn't even want to show you a college professor at Old Dominion today. I didn't want to show you him talking about how minor attracted people need access in the classrooms. Literally, I can't even, I've shown you so much, but I can't do it anymore. I feel bad. But so that's my point is it's like, okay, here's all the teachers talking about how they want to sexualize kids. Here's all the stuff they give you to your children, teaching them how to give blowjobs to boys, give blowjobs to boys, teaching them how to have anal sex, teaching them how to, you know, put a carrot in their diaper. I mean, and we show you them doing it. We show you the literature. We show you the teachers. We show you all the evidence. She goes on air and makes up a bunch of fantastical, dramatic stories, and none of them exist. Notice that. They can't show you the kids getting bullied. They can't show you LGBTQ rights being denied. They can't show you the demand to sexualize kids because none of it exists. If anything, you get all the advantage when you come out as gay. Oh, I'm gay. All of a sudden, everybody loves you. Oh, I'm trans. All of a sudden, you get promoted by the mainstream media. It's just unbelievable. So there you go. So there's 60 seconds of Jen Psaki with 10 minutes of lies in it. Now, you've almost got to admire that level of propaganda and disinformation. And that's why Jen Psaki got the job. And now she's going to go to MSNBC because she's an absolute master at lying and misinformation. And she's willing. She's an evil participant. But think about that. That's how masterful she is at deceiving people. In a 60-second clip, she tells 10 minutes worth of lies. I mean, that's a heavy hitter. I mean, I tip my cap. That is an effective agent of propaganda and deception.
And I am extremely thankful to all the viewers and all the listeners. And I just want you to understand that we have done so much together and the fight has now really reached the peak of conflict here. So now more than ever, your word of mouth about the broadcast, your prayers for the show and myself, and my family, and the great intervention of God that I witnessed in my life is just so essential. And I'm so humbled by that. And I thank you all. But I do ask for your prayers. And I do ask for your word of mouth, and I do ask for your financial support. So, we have some cost overrides here. We have some problems funding the operation, and I don't want to lay people off, so I start doing a bunch of accounting. And they go, we've told you 100 times, you design t-shirts all the time, and then you don't promote most of them, so we have 60,000 t-shirts. Well, they're down to 40,000 in the last 2 weeks. Great job, listeners. We got to sell the rest of those 40,000. We're never going to remake them again. They're limited edition. Some are amazing. Some are okay. The point is, they're my designs. Over 100 of them. But then I walk in this morning and go, what are all these new t-shirts? They go, well, you decided to get rid of the t-shirts 2 weeks ago. We've got 4 more designs coming in before this is over. Remember this one? Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones was right. With a big red thunderbolt, Alex Jones was right. It's a beautiful shirt. Infowars.com on the back. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's the one I was going to order for a fundraiser to stay on air. They go, exactly. So all the other shirts, including the new ones that just came in, their Let's Go Brandon shirts, you name it, 3 new designs came in this week. They are all at cost. So if a shirt costs us $5, it's $5. Costs us $10, it's $10. This shirt costs us like $8 because it's got good printing and nice fabric. But it is being sold with a markup to fund the operation as a fundraiser, $24.95. And I need the funds to stay on air. And I thank you for your support. And I respect you. And I appreciate you. So get this most triggering shirt you can get to really wake up leftists and others and to meet like-minded friends and others that are awake. Alex Jones was right on the front. Big red thunderbolt on the back. Infowars.com. It's a very handsome shirt. Great for men. Great for women. Really looks great. And it's available right now exclusively as a fundraiser shirt for $24.95. And we need these funds to stay on air. So we're going to run this shirt for a month and then we're not going to reorder it. We're not going to keep inventory around. So it's a limited edition historical shirt. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsTees.com takes you directly to the subpage that has all the t-shirts and a bunch of the designs. Some are 20 years old. We didn't print them 20 years ago, but I've been selling them 20 years. A lot of those are sold out forever. Every shirt we're offering, the Liberty or Death shirt that Christy Lee's wearing right there, or the shirt that she's wearing right there, Arrest Fauci, all of those are limited edition, and once they're gone, they are gone forever. The classic come and take it shirt, women's shirt, when it's gone, it's gone. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You've got the come and vax me shirt. You've got the vaccine passport. Give people the bird shirt. We have over 100 shirts, like the new ones. Let's go, Brandon. See that new color one with him? The 1776 long sleeve shirt. It's all there at cost. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, continue to spread the word because we're changing the world together. The limited edition Alex Jones was right shirt now available at InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the show. It's being sold at a premium to fund us. Everything else is at cost.